Earlier this week, the American Legislative Exchange Council published the 2025 Economic Outlook Rankings in the annual Rich States, Poor States report. For 18 years now, I've worked with my co-authors, Dr. Arthur Laffer and Steve Moore, to report on the 15 policy variables which are critical to economic competitiveness in the states. The report began with a very simple idea that our federalist system, created by our founders, has enabled a great economic experiment. With 50 states and 50 different economic policy environments, there will be distinct competitive differences across the country. Americans and businesses with the freedom to relocate and the technology to make it easier vote with their feet. They move from those places with burdensome regulations and high taxes to others that provide them with the most economic opportunity. The 15 policy variables we have used in Rich States, Poor States are those that are both under the control of states' lawmakers and also those that have the greatest impact on economic outlook, and thus where individuals and businesses choose to locate. For 18 consecutive years, the state of Utah has held the top spot for economic outlook. This does not come because the state has stayed the same. Indeed, it's often found over the years that states can fall behind simply by standing still. Utah's number one ranking is held because of a relentless commitment from the state's leaders to not rest on their laurels, but to continue improving the state's competitiveness year after year. Across a range of policy areas, solutions like truth in taxation for property taxes, pension reform, Financial Ready Utah that monitors federal funds and prepares for their downturn, the flat tax, and fiscally responsible spending have helped the state earn and keep its number one economic outlook. Other states have followed Utah's lead on many of these successful policies. Most recently, with Kansas adopting a flat personal income tax just last week, and Mississippi lawmakers also recently passed a complete phase out of their personal income tax. The results for Utahns have been clear. The Beehive State has had the fastest GDP and fastest job growth in the country from 2013 to 2023. On the opposite end of the spectrum, for 16 of the 18 editions of Rich States, Poor State, in the report we released earlier this week, New York has ranked 50 out of 50 again. The state is home to the highest personal and corporate income tax rates in the country, the fourth highest property tax burden, and countless other uncompetitive policies. The results of this approach should send a clear message to policymakers elsewhere. From 2013 to 2023, the state has lost nearly 2 million residents on net to the other 49 states. Americans and businesses are voting with their feet against New York's policies, many of them headed to more competitive states like Florida. The Sunshine State, despite having more than 3 million residents more than New York, spends roughly half of what New York spends on state government. This proves that taxes borne by New Yorkers and residents of other high-tax, uncompetitive states support excessive and wasteful government spending. While leaders in New York have continually chosen to increase taxes, chasing higher revenues even as residents flee, Florida has delivered tax cuts to support a growing economy and population. Tennessee, like Florida, is one of the 9 states to levy no tax on personal income. In the report, it has proven to be one of the most important policy variables. The Volunteer State made out as one of the biggest improvements this year's rankings, moving from number 12 to number 2 for economic outlook. But the big winner in the rankings this year, moving up an incredible 13 ranks in economic outlook to number 18, was Louisiana. Governor Jeff Landry and legislative leaders passed transformational reform with a 3% flat tax in a state that's long been an economic laggard in the ultra-competitive Southeast region. While they still have room to improve, the Louisiana comeback is clearly underway. Well, that's a quick snapshot of our 18th edition of Rich States, Poor States and a few of the key stories that impact hardworking taxpayers across America. For more information and to see how your state ranks, visit richstatespoorstates.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.